This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, July 1st. Well, cattle markets yesterday started out strong, looking like we're going to take another run at the trading range highs, which pretty much we did. We got pretty close to that. And then again, the markets turned around. So we haven't been able to breach the upside or the downside. And the market's basically closing on the lows of the day after touching the top of this very narrow trading range. Some of that pressure, of course, coming from a bullish acreage report, which pulled corn and beans higher, and also some weather forecasts looking at hot and dry coming into the Midwest. That stoked corn higher, and that added some pressure to the cattle market as well. So we've not been able to make a move either way, and we continue just to chop around back and forth. Little spikes here and there. On Monday, we had opened under some pressure, came back up. Tuesday, we opened under some strength, it sold back off. So we're basically just unchanged from where we were probably 3-4 weeks ago, as the market just goes back and forth in a very tight trading range on both lives and feeders. Cash trade getting rolling. We are seeing some numbers around 96 on the Fed trade, which is unchanged from last week. Dress trade around 152 is down 3 from last week. Box beef values were weaker yesterday. Choice down 139 at 207. Select down 81 cents at 200. The spread was down 58 cents at 707. Movement 174 loads. The slaughter rate yesterday, 121,000 head. The week prior was 120,000. The year prior was 123,000. So we're right at steady with a year ago and a week ago. Week to date, slaughter numbers 242,000 compared to last week, we're up 3,000 compared to last year, we're exactly equal. The feeder cattle index was down 26 cents at 129.42, front month futures at 133. So we're not that far away either. We got plenty of time for that to happen, for that convergence to take place. So the cattle complex, you know, watching the corn market, obviously, and not getting too concerned about it. Today, you know, we're already trading as I am doing this podcast and the market's up a little bit. So it's holding in there. And, you know, watching the corn market have some strength is a little disconcerting for it. But it doesn't seem to be too worried about it. We have the potential makings of a weather market in the grains, and if corn is really going to take a move to the upside, I think that would certainly add some pressure to the feeder cattle market at least. I think in the bigger picture, it's a demand for beef that is the bigger issue, and trying to get our arms around just what that is. The economy obviously is still under some pressure. You know, COVID cases are skyrocketing again. They're starting to shut down some states. So, you know, restaurant activity is going to slow down again. So there's just all kinds of wrenches being thrown into this market. And it's anything but smooth sailing. And I think that's why we're just stuck. You know, getting something going to the upside would be very difficult. But I'm impressed that we're holding the downside. You know, stock market's holding together well. The demand for beef seems to be fine. Feedlots are current. And it's a market that clearly has found an equilibrium, and it's been that way for a good 2 months. It's pretty impressive, to be honest, and it's a very narrow range. So until we see a breakout either way, it's just, I think, going to continue that way. We've seen some volatility in the grains, hasn't really affected the market too much. Even volatility in the stock market hasn't affected it very much. Demand for calves is decent, not quite as strong as a year ago, but considering all in all, it's looking, you know, pretty solid. You know, I've been leaning for quite some time that we would see another leg down to at least test the lows that were put in here a couple months ago. Market doesn't seem to be too much of a hurry to do that, that's for sure. But again, the upside has been pretty subdued as well. So until we see a breakout either way, I'm just going to stick with the trading range, and we're going to be flat. But I think if it's going to make a move, my guess would be to the downside as we work our way through the summer. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.